All right, everybody, welcome to episode 52 of NPC Talk. My name is Inkarnot, and today is December 14th, 2021. All right, my bad, I moved, so if the intro sounds a little more echoey, that's why. And then on top of the moving and all the unpacking and things, which we're still not done with, I kind of fell behind on the upload. So this was recorded November 12th. So we're about a month late, but I'm going to try to get back into it maybe after the holidays. But for now, enjoy, everyone.
Welcome to NPC Talk.
That's my new intro.
Hello.
Hey.
That's Daniel and Roger. Welcome, everybody. We are back. I wanted to give everyone an update about whether my friend Kevin saw the podcast or not, but I updated it yesterday. I uploaded the podcast yesterday, so I got nothing. But,
nice.
But hopefully one day we'll have something.
One day. That is the dream.
Daniel.
Yes, sir.
You just came from watching... Wait, I'm sorry. You just came back from playing TFT. There's a new set out, right?
Yes, there is. I don't know why. I always get addicted when a new set comes out. And I just played a bunch, and then I get bored, and then I stop. And I rarely make it out of silver. Because they have the same ranking system as Apex, where it's like, you start from bronze, and then you have to work your way up.
Yeah, bad times.
Yeah. But it's pretty fun. I like winning.
Okay.
Winning is very fun.
I too like winning.
Me too. But I also like losing.
I did want to talk about the new League of Legends show, Arcane. Have any of you guys seen it?
Not yet.
Alright. Well, I mean, I haven't seen it either, so we can't really talk about it. I thought one of you guys would have seen it by now.
Well, I mean, Roger doesn't have Netflix, right?
I use my brother's Netflix.
Oh, okay.
But you are correct. I don't have Netflix of my own.
I mean, I saw it, and I saw that they're releasing it episodes, like, weekly. So currently, they only have 3 out of 9 out. So I'm like...
You're gonna binge it?
Maybe.
All right. Hey, we got two audience members in stream. Say hi to Nataku92.
What up?
Hey, Nataku92.
Right. And then
subscribe.
Oh, he's asking
us.
Well, we got questions. He's asking, is this the revival of NPC Talk? This is the third. 1, 2, 3. This is the fifth episode we're recording since the revival. So you obviously haven't been following me on our podcast. All right. Next topic. Roger, have you gone to judo since last week?
Yeah, I went to judo last Thursday and yesterday.
Wow. How many broken limbs do you have?
Yeah, seriously, what the heck?
I'm actually in pain right now.
Oh, no.
My lower back hip it has like a really sharp pain. Whenever I try to twist my body or like bend down. I'm not in a happy mood right now because of this pain. It was kind of hard to sleep last night too. I was like, oh man, I gotta sleep in a way that I don't put any pressure on my back hip.
Have you considered buying a massager?
I don't know.
Have you considered buying a massage chair?
I just put it on my sofa because it has a cushion. Yeah, but I'm just gonna recover naturally, I guess. I also have chest pain too. That's still there. Yeah, tough work.
All right, overall, Roger. Yes, sorry, you go.
Oh yeah, overall, yeah, judo is pretty fun. Disregarding the injuries and stuff. Sorry. So you wanted to know my progress, socially?
Yeah. That was the question, Roger. How did it go? What happened?
So I did nothing different.
So are you telling me that you still, I don't know what you do, dress into normal clothes on the other side of the gym?
I mean, there are new members. I think one of them is a high schooler and the other is a college student.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more talk initiative. So they approached me.
Oh, okay.
There was one time with a high schooler. It's we had to partner up. So it's hey, do you want to partner up with me? I'm okay. And then we were practicing pins. He was actually the reason that my chest hurts.
Oh.
He put his elbow on top of my chest to pin me down, and then body pressure kind of hurt my chest as a result. But I don't really care. And then the other guy, the college student, yesterday he approached me similar to the high schooler. But this was before class, and then he initiated the talk. He was hey, how long have you been doing judo? And then I was I've been doing judo since August. This is my 10th class. And then I immediately say, oh, by the way, I'm physically weak. I'm unathletic, just to put his expectations down of me. So that way, if he ever spars with me, he could go lightly, and then I can surprise him and kill him. just kidding. But yeah, he's actually pretty, he's really into judo. Just from talking to him, I know that he's kind of a judo nerd.
Okay. Yeah.
He asked me oh, what's your favorite throw? And I was favorite throw. I was in class, the throws that I have learned so far, out of them, I like Hawaii Goshi, which is a hip throw. But aside from those, I like Tsubame Gaeshi. And he was Tsubame Gaeshi. I should also mention that he in his college, he's part of the judo team.
Oh, snap. Oh, holy crap.
So he's been taking my judo class has extracurricular, just more extra judo lessons.
So he's not a first time scrub.
He's still considered a white belt. He started judo 2 years ago, but since
and
the pandemic,
still a white belt.
It was because of the pandemic. So because of the pandemic, nobody could go out, right? So it was it was put on hold for a while, and then now he's recently come back. To doing judo. So yeah, he's still a white belt, but he's more knowledgeable. I can easily see him progressing to the next belt pretty soon. But yeah, but I mentioned that my favorite throw is Tsubame Gaeshi. I was oh wow, Tsubame Gaeshi. People in my college don't even know what that is. And I was oh well, I just Googled and just did a lot of research online. And yeah, and then after that, the high schooler came, and I was all right, it's my turn to skedaddle. And then I left that conversation group and went back to the corner.
So you guys didn't talk about anything outside of judo?
He asked me what my age was, and I was it's 31.
Old AF.
Dang, boomer.
Yeah, it was he was oh no, that's cool, I'm like, but yeah.
What? Did he also ask you what it's like to be past your physical prime?
No. I mean, like, I already established right away that I'm weak. So, yeah. Gotta keep his expectation, though.
Nice.
Congrats. All right, well, that certainly is an update. Since our last episode, we have another update, which is that we officially, before this stream, had our official second viewer. This person is, they know Daniel. And that's pretty much the extent that I know.
Who is it?
It's the person you're hanging out with on Monday.
Hello. Hi.
Daniel, do you want advice on how to be social on Monday, or are you good?
Would love advice on how to be social on Monday, as long as this comes out after Monday.
This will definitely come out after Monday because I am so slow at uploading.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Well, do you want to kind of preface what's going on first?
I am having my third first date with somebody.
Ooh, spicy.
Oh.
So I gotta figure out what to do. And I have had some advice.
Oh, okay.
Like, put some thought into it, which was very helpful.
Was the person who gave you this advice, was he or she a normie?
I think it was you.
Oh, did I say put some thought into it?
Well, I was planning on being super weird and just do the same thing I did for our actual first date.
Which I said was cute.
Yeah, but then you were like, for the dessert thing, maybe go somewhere else so that it would be some extra thought, you know?
Oh yeah, no, I said for the dessert place, go somewhere else so that you can say you put more thought into it. You know what I'm saying? So that when you're on the date, it's not the exact same thing, and then the girl's like, oh, he didn't really put any thought into it. He just copied what he did last time. You switch it up a little bit, and then you're like, yeah, I wanted to go somewhere else so that you know I put some thought into it. Get it? You don't actually have to put more thought.
Oh, this better come out after Monday.
I'm just saying. At least, you know, there was more thought put into it.
Yeah. I got you.
Roger, can you please give Daniel some advice on conversational topics and things he could talk about?
Don't talk about video games. You can talk about, you can mention that, like, that insect, fly, sperm, kill city that I mentioned to you a while ago.
I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Like when two insects are doing it, and then one injects the sperm into the other, like the sperm can detect like other sperm and kill it off. You can have that as a dinner conversation.
Thank you.
Wait, can I just say though, if I were legit on a first date, and my first date partner like gave me a fun, weird insect fact, like I'd be pretty into it.
Oh,
that is interesting. Okay. Yeah, I feel like this says something about you.
What? It's interesting. It's like how grasshoppers like eat the heads of their mate or something, or was it praying mantises?
Mantises.
Yeah. Wow. See, you guys know so much already. Think of the first date topics.
I suppose I should take it from Chris, since Chris is married.
Oh yeah, believe Chris more than me.
Well, I had a lot of first dates because of online dating. I can't remember. I feel like it's different though, because online dating first dates are pretty easy for topics because you don't know the other person very well. Yeah, so like when I went out with for my first date with the person who's my wife now, like I didn't even know what she did for work because she didn't have it on her online profile. So like
mysterious.
Yeah, yeah. So we had like a lot to talk about.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I do.
Wait.
Yeah, sorry, go.
Didn't you mention back in the day you would do the thing where you waited until the end and then you gave your number? Did it not come up in conversation during that period of time?
My number? You mean like from the texting to meeting in person phase?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I asked and she said, I'll tell you in person or something.
Oh, yeah. Very mysterious.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I will say, and this does not apply to you at all, Daniel, because you're in a different situation, but on my first dates, I very much gauge the sense of humor of my partner, and like that's usually a pretty big like hit or miss for me on like, you know, whether I think I'll get along with this person or not.
Do you tell like your best joke and then if they laugh at it, you're like, okay, second date?
Well, I don't think my humor is like jokes. It's more like silly comments, and I kind of like gauge if they find like my humor funny or not.
Interesting. I'm assuming it worked.
I think
like deadpan humor.
Oh, if they're really dry,
yeah.
I have a really hard time with like dry humor. Like if they're a friend, I'm okay with it. But if it's like a significant other, like we would really have to hash out. Like I need to know when you're kidding and when you're not. Because yeah.
Interesting.
I would have some serious problems.
Wait, do any of us have dry humor? Or say dry humor jokes?
Roger can be dry sometimes, but usually it's pretty obvious when he's being humorous.
I think I read.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of someone we know who's dry. I don't think we know anyone like together who is dry.
I have dry lips. That's why I use chapstick.
I lick my lips.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wait. I'm low key a little nervous about the things I say on this podcast now. Speaking of being worried about what we're going to talk about on this podcast, Roger, you've been to an adult store before, right?
Yes, I walked in and then I walked out.
Segue.
You walked in, you walked out. Did you see anything of interest?
It was like everything kind of like blurred together when I'm trying to remember back.
Sexually?
Sexually. I don't know. It was like during the last week of undergrad, and I guess like me and my housemates and roommates, like we all just wanted to like hang out like one more time before we graduate.
Yeah, for sure.
So we went to like a shopping district and just walked around, and then we saw like an adult store at a very far end, and we were like, well, like this may be our last chance here, so let's go see what it's all about. And then we just ran in and just like browsed around, and I think like the adult store clerk, I can feel that he was low key mad at us because we were obviously like there just for the giggles and not like being serious, not buying anything.
Just there to be immature.
Yeah, like just like we were kind of like immature, I guess, just like low key kind of giggling at the stuff that we were seeing. Yeah, I felt bad for the clerk though. So I don't know. I just kind of want to like leave out of respect for him. Like, sorry. But yeah, it was fun. I didn't buy anything.
You didn't?
I didn't.
No, like anal vibrators or?
No, not really. I don't think I'm into that.
You don't think, huh? So you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Oh no.
Oh boy. All right, so I've been to an adult store multiple times. I've never bought anything, but I've perused the adult stores. The first time I've gone to one, gosh, how old was I? It was after college, so I was an adult. And yeah, and I'd never been to an adult store. This is so awkward. So winding back, okay. I have a cousin from Hong Kong, and she moved to California, and then her sister, who is, I think she's like maybe a couple or a few, actually I have no idea how old she is, but she's younger than me by a few years. She still lived in Hong Kong and was visiting California for like a little while, and like she didn't have anyone to hang out with. And so I was unemployed at the time. And so the older sister cousin was like, hey, Chris, you know, why don't you hang out with my little sister? And like we never like hung out before. Like, I'm not close with my cousins at all. And I was like, I don't have an excuse to say no. So I was like, well, I can't say no, so I guess I have to. So I was hanging out with my cousin. And I guess she does have friends in the area. So it was me, her, and then two other friends. And the two friends were typical Bay Area techies, like super nerdy. They were really, gosh, what's the word? Like high energy and like really odd.
Autistic?
No. They were just like, let's just say they're high energy and like weird. They were nice though, but like, you know, it's kind of one of those like, you know, they're cool but a little awkward. And anyway, we're hanging out and we go by an adult store and they're like, hey, let's go in and check it out. And I'm like, oh, I'm with my cousin right now, so this is weird. But you know, I don't know. It was like weird to like stay outside of it. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm like going in. And so my cousin is more normal than the two friends. And so me and her were just kind of like awkwardly kind of standing around like, this is weird. While the other two were stocking up on their supply of dildos. And so, nice.
Sorry. What color?
A variety of colors.
Black.
And so to like ease the awkwardness between my cousin and myself, I looked around and I see a
I'm terrified.
I see a curtain, like a curtain rod with curtains draped down, and above it says arcade, right? And I'm a gamer, so I'm like, oh shoot, like this is a cool adult store. So they have like, they have video games so that, you know, I guess if you like play games on the other side while other people shop, like, you know, they're cool about it. So I'm like, hey, cousin, want to go to this arcade? And she's like, oh, games, cool, let's check it out. And as we're about to go, the cashier behind us goes, hey, it's not that type of arcade. And we just like look at each other and we're like, oh. And then we leave.
Maybe it's one of those like strip arcade games. Maybe it's one of those like strip Mahjong arcade
games. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still video games.
Is that the reason why in Animal Crossing you put the arcade down in a basement beside your pornography camera shoot area?
No, that is a real arcade. There's video games there. Why would I ever have an arcade next to another arcade?
Okay.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Well, glad to be past that. Yeah, I'm reading the next topic and I realize that I did not do a good job of making these topics flow very well. So the main topic of the day is good gateway video games for kids.
Oh, nice.
And Bruta talks about Pokemon. Let's talk about Pokemon first. What's up?
Wait, you played it too, didn't you? I feel like you're further than me, so you should have more to say.
For Sword and Shield?
Yes.
I don't even have the first badge.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Why do I feel like you've had it for so long, and you've been playing it for so long?
Oh, okay. So I've had it for so long, but I also had Let's Go Pikachu for a long time, and that's the one I beat.
Oh. Huh. Okay. Wait, how much of Sword have you played?
Well, I don't have the first badge yet, so I think I'm past like the tutorial area, and then I stopped.
Oh, I see. Okay. I just beat the first gym, but then I don't know. Yeah, I just have the habit of grinding. Like, back to the topic of what was it, Bravely Default 2, and grinding the early game so that you're overpowered for the rest of the game.
Heck yeah.
I've just been murdering Pokemon left and right. I don't know. It does kind of bring up the question, though, because I feel like a lot of kids nowadays, they want to go for the instant gratification sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like grinding games aren't as big of a thing for them.
Besides, like, mobile games, I guess.
I mean, like, even in mobile games, it's like a lot of times it's like just a lot of the kids that I know, they're playing Clash Royale. And it's like that quick 2 minute game, 3 minute game, then it's done, and then you move on.
True, true.
Like the effort that's put into grinding one Pokemon up to level 100 so that you can one-shot everything, I feel like that's lost on this generation.
It's a lost art.
Yes, it is. It is.
How do you feel about the Pokemon franchise basically just reiterating their games so that I assume their target audience is the 9-year-olds of the next generation?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that it's simplified down, it does make it very accessible for any new people to get into it, new kids to get into it. I don't know. I feel like the formula hasn't changed. Like, even the story is always as expected. Like, you start in your home. You meet with your rival, you get your first Pokemon, you go off on a journey, and then you have to defeat the 8 gyms.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is, yeah, as expected. Everything's pretty straightforward. You can't go anywhere you want to. You have to go along the path. Like, back in the day, it was like Snorlax blocking the road. Now there's all these other things, like construction.
Construction, please.
You can't go where you want because there's construction going on, just like real life. So I don't know. I feel like it's still a very good, like, children friendly game.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get it. Like, you know, all the young kids now are gonna have Switches instead of Game Boy Colors, so it's not as practical to be like, hey, play Red and Blue if you want the original simple Pokemon experience, and then this new Pokemon game is like for an older audience and it's very in-depth and difficult, and then like it'll like put kids off from playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a weird balance, right? Because it's like kids are their target audience, but like now there's, you know, 30 year olds like us who still love Pokemon, but it's like, well, we don't want to play this game because we played the same iteration like at least 5 times now.
Yeah, I mean, is it the hope though that, what is it, Arceus? Pokemon Arceus is going to be a little bit more of an adult sort of thing.
Yeah,
Big boy game.
In that sense, it's exciting. From the last trailer, it...
Oh, I haven't seen the last trailer.
I mean, especially because their release date was supposed to be in January. It did not look ready. And I keep hearing people online saying like that the Game Freak game development studio, like they're actually like pretty small and not, you know, they don't have like the most talented devs in the business. So like something like Arceus is probably outsourced maybe, or above their knowledge level.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Yeah. I mean, it should still be something to look forward to. Maybe it'll surprise us and be something great.
Yeah, I'm on an F Nintendo train right now.
Oh no.
Because they're screwing over Melee, as we talked about before. So I'm not sure if I'll get Pokemon, but if it's really good, I might. Like, Pokemon's like the one franchise where like I'll like,
you'll set aside your differences.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Zelda?
Ooh.
Yeah, I do love Zelda
Breath
too.
Breath of the Wild too.
Well, we'll see. I might have to buy Breath of the Wild 2 used or something.
Yeah. What about Metroid?
No.
No.
Okay.
I am playing. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Nothing. I said nothing.
I am playing Samus Returns, and it's all right. I want Roger to play Hollow Knight so that we can really talk about the pros and cons of the two franchises.
Oh. We'll see. Nah.
What will convince you?
I still need to play through Shin Megami Tensei.
Your backlog.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
Backlogs.
Daniel,
yes, sir.
You are interested in entering the world of mobile app development.
Yes.
Yeah. How's that been going?
It hasn't.
No. Okay.
Well, I mean, I started looking into Flutter, and mm-hmm. I built their tutorial Hello World app, and then it was late, so I went to sleep after that.
Okay, well, so
I can make an Android say hello world, and then that's it.
Hey, that's kind of hype. How's like the process been? Because mobile app development for both Android and iOS seems very confusing.
You know, I'm not actually sure how Flutter ports over to iOS just yet, because currently everything that I've been doing is with is Android. So they may be installing Android Studio. I had to get Git again way back in the day, etc.
Yeah.
Download Visual Studio Code, set up the plugins, set up all these different things just to get it to work. And then finally, I could say hello world. So that took like literally like 2 hours-ish, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I feel like development environment setting up is like the worst. Roger would know.
I am currently gonna figure out, I suppose, what the Apple app part of it looks like.
All right, and we look forward to your weekly updates on this.
Does that mean I have to make progress?
Oh yeah, we're pushing in NPC talk.
Oh no!
To be your greatest.
You know, part of the motivation is also I've been watching a Korean drama called Startup.
Oh shoot!
And it's just like a group of three nerds. It's on Netflix. You should check it out.
Well, I'm so down.
Three nerds, and they're just like coding stuff, and they're like super awkward, and then they get pushed into the world of the startup. Ooh. And they have to figure things out, and then there's romance and an awkward side main story, I guess, main romance going on.
Okay. Well, I love a good nerdy romance story. Let's go.
Oh, dude, so nerdy. it was pretty great.
Okay. Ooh, I think I can convince my wife to watch this because it's not violent.
That is true. There is no violence. Okay. Just a bunch of nerds.
Going back to the topic about video games for kids. Mm-hmm. It says. Oh, okay. So I am. First of all, escrow officially closed earlier this week. So I'm a homeowner now.
Where's the keys? Woo! Jingle the keys.
Oh, the keys aren't near me, but I do have the keys now.
Interesting.
Yep.
Oh.
I met my first neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Your first neighbor?
Yeah. I was driving to the house, and he and his parents/parents-in-law were walking like up the street. And then I drove past him, parked, and then they walked by my car and they were like, "Oh, hey, are you the new neighbors?" And I'm like, "I am." And then we talked. And so, hey, Desmond, if you're listening, shout outs. What's up?
Sponsor us.
He seemed like he was a cool kid back in the day. So I don't think we'll actually be that close of a friend. But he seemed nice.
Pride
badge.
Yeah. And he and his significant other have a 3-month-old baby.
Nice.
Yep. Which leads to my next announcement. My wife and I are expecting in April.
There we go.
And therefore, audience members and NPC Talk co-hosts, I need advice on good gateway video games for kids. I will start. I will definitely get my kid to play Animal Crossing. I think that's a great game for them to play, and it really boosts their creative mind as they like plan their island ahead of time.
So are we not going for like Doom?
Doom? I don't think so. That game's really violent.
You don't want to start them off with like the generations, like fake that they were born in the 90s and just give them like an NES or something. And then as they get older, you're like, "Oh, the Super Nintendo was released." They're like, "Oh, then N64 was released." And then slowly introduce them to new things.
That's not a bad idea. And I would if there wasn't this thing called tablets around. I feel like that ruins the whole generational thing.
You just have to have the long con of saying that you guys are time travelers. And you have to raise her right. You know?
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe. I don't. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Super Nintendo. I played a lot of Mario Kart, the very first one.
Mario would be good in general.
Wait. Was the first one the flat one where, like, the coins were flat on the ground and you just drove over it?
They had flat coins. Yes, I don't think they had floating coins.
Interesting.
Our viewer says Dark Souls or Incro Baby.
Nitaku, I'm about to drag you into this chat and vocally beat you up over that suggestion. Dark Souls, no. Mario would be a good one. I did play a lot of Mario when I was little, and like some of the new like Mario Super 3D World seems pretty easy, right? Seems easy. Like the Toad's Treasure Hunt thing, like that's also like a perfect video game gateway thing.
Yes. Throughout like Super Mario Odyssey, or Mario, what's it called? I don't know.
Odyssey. Yeah, that's the one with the hat, the Switch one.
Yeah.
That one seems kind of hard.
Hey, just gotta kick them in the deep end.
Didn't you just say, didn't you just say to do the generational thing?
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls, yeah, that's gonna be the first game.
Bloodborne.
And she'll never play video games again.
Or she will develop this personality of needing to overcome difficulty.
If she has my personality, yeah, if she has my personality, then that's not gonna happen.
Oh no.
Yeah, like you should introduce games that would introduce husbands to her, like Solid Snake or I don't know. Dante from Devil May Cry.
Oh, like
waifus, but instead of waifus, it's husbandos.
Oh no. But isn't that like you know, sexual energy attached to it?
Yeah.
Actually, a slight digression from the topic of video games.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like, so I learned this phrase, there's a phrase in Korean called "daeulpabul," where you're basically a direct translation is daughter idiot. Like, where because it's your daughter, you'll like be super pushover for her, like you'll like protect her, everything she wants is hers, spoil her, etc. Do you feel like that would be you?
I think so my wife is very unsure of what kind of mother she's going to be. And if she ends up being like the bad cop, like the strict, make sure everything's going well, then I'm definitely going to go to the side of the daughter bubble. I'm a pushover in general. And so, yeah. So it'll be pretty easy to be pushed over by what I'm going to be deeming as like the cutest little kid on earth. So
nice.
So that'll be pretty easy since it's kind of like just a natural progression for myself. But if my wife decides that she's too enamored to say no by our kid, then I am willing to take the mantle of bad cop.
Flexibility.
Yeah. And lay down the law. So we'll see.
Okay.
Can we be the fun uncles?
Yeah, Roger, you can be the fun uncle. Daniel, I'll have to think about it.
What?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, you guys can be the fun uncle. You guys can be the fun uncles.
Nice. Chocolate for days.
Well, introduce husbandos.
Roger's gonna freaking bring
your daughter's gonna be a D-gen.
She's gonna bring the Dead or Alive beach volleyball game.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Let's play some sports. You like sports?
Wait, but they're all females. We need like video games with males, right, for her?
Is there, well, I mean, okay, I'm,
sports games.
I just want to say I'm not condoning this, but out of scientific curiosity, are there games of equal lewdness to Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, but with the male counterparts? I feel like there are.
Does wrestling count?
Yeah, kind of.
I guess, you know, so.
Super muscular, half-naked men touching each other.
Isn't there like Muscle March? Do you remember that game?
I've never heard of it.
You should definitely look this up. This was way back in the Wii days.
Muscle March?
Yeah.
I totally hacked my Wii, and then I had Roger and another friend come over, and we played this game called Muscle March, where you basically, you pose.
Dude, guys, what the hell is wrong with you? What is this?
It's a very gentleman game.
Yeah, dude, they have mustaches.
Yeah.
For everyone listening, this is, I only see the cover art, and it is multiple males all top okay, they're all half naked with like the wrestling. No, it's even more lewd. It's like a beach thong almost. And they all have like muscles and six packs, and they're doing the muscle pose with like their arms behind their head so that their muscles are flexing. And yeah, wow.
Yeah, don't ignore the polar bear.
And there's a polar bear, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are no longer invited to hang out. Oh my gosh.
I'll bring my Wii.
I'll bring my Wii, oh no. Well, that's all the topics I had for today.
Interesting. By the way, we can't see the message history, so we had no clue what the topics were.
Oh, yeah. I thought it. Oh, I see. So I turned it on, and then I guess it never. It doesn't like re-update.
No.
Yeah. Well, we talked about everything.
You should just give us permanent access to this channel.
It's supposed to be. I might do that. It was the initial thought process was like if I had multiple like non-recurring guests, then. Like, we wouldn't show message history, so it just kind of looks like a fresh chat each time. But since it's just you two guys, yeah, maybe I'll just leave it on.
What's up?
All right, well, to close, if there's any sponsors out there, please email us at npctalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if we have any viewers, listeners, fans out there, please email us as well so we know you're out there listening, and ask us questions so we have questions to answer.
And we see you Nataku.
Please email us npctalkpodcast@gmail.com. and Nataku, if you ever want to join us, we do lunchtime recordings, so let us know. And we'll make it happen. I think that's it. Anything else, you guys?
Sponsor us, please.
My back hurts.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. Talk to you next time.
Oh, see ya.
Peace.